Dana Kurtz, a Brooklyn-based singer, songwriter, and guitarist, is about to release her latest album. It's called Beautiful Yesterday. Music critic Jim Fusilli has a review.
On Beautiful Yesterday, her second studio album, Dana Kurtz offers a deliberately eclectic set of songs, some blues, some folk, a few standards. With her strong, sultry voice and cozy, confident approach to melody, it all adds up to something pleasing, and at times, something special, too.
Crying for my baby, crying all alone, calling for you to come home, to come home. I'm lost, and I'm searching for my baby.
That's a version of Lost and Looking, covered most notably by the 50s rhythm and blues great Sam Cooke. And it's an example of Kurtz's talent for selecting songs. Her reading of Billie Holiday's Left Alone is as haunting as it is lovely. So's this performance of an obscure 60s gem she uncovered.
Take your kiss, I'm not for kissing. Take your hopes, I'm not for hoping. Take your cares, I'm not for caring. I belong to the wind. She calls to me with her melodies. Now I've got the taste on my tongue. My was meant to be sung.
At times, Kurtz overreaches and gives us perhaps too much eclecticism. Her reading of Those Were the Days by Mary Hopkin is overwrought, and a duet with Nora Jones on Ellington's I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good misses the mark. But overreaching is a modest vice, if it's a vice at all. When Beautiful Yesterday works, it works wonderfully well. Dana Kurtz, still early in her career, has delivered an album brimming with maturity, melody, and most of all, some beautiful music.
The music of Dana Kurtz can be found on a CD called Beautiful Yesterday. Our reviewer is Jim Fusilli.
All the poets and the part-time singers, they always hang inside. Music from a band on the stage plays a song called Soul Psychedelic Eye. Song's year long and had been playing for months when he walked into the place. No one seemed to notice introvertedness was the look on most of their faces. Up on the mic, repeating two words over and over again. Was this woman he had never noticed before he lost himself in the articulation?